It's a windy spring day at McDevitt Park in West Boise. Teenagers are using the skate park, and nearby, baseball practice is starting up. And at the parking lot next to a small man-made pond, there's a lesson on bait fishing going on.
I just don't need much. Now, this is going to be
a gusher.
It's going to be a little gusher.
Idaho Fish and Game employee Chelsea Lundy helps a mom and her daughter put a big, fat night crawler on a hook, along with a white marshmallow. The state is hosting more than 30 of these events throughout June. They pull up a big trailer filled with fishing poles, bait, and nets to locations around southwest Idaho and set up shop for the afternoon. Over at the trailer, Evan O'Neill, who's with Idaho Fish and Game, is getting kids set up with fishing poles. He says the department's goal with the fishing trailer events is pretty straightforward.
It's no secret to anybody who's paying attention that kids are spending less and less time outdoors and more time tied to their Xboxes and Nintendos and their phones, for goodness sakes. This is one effort to try to get kids away from those electronic devices and connected back with the outdoors.
O'Neill says the fishing trailers are an accessible way for families to give the sport a try. Participants don't need a license, but the hope is to, well, pardon the pun, get kids hooked on fishing. And so far, the strategy is working. Since outreach events like this began in 2006, license sales among juniors has steadily increased.
If we can get these kids excited about fishing at a young age, they turn into lifelong anglers and they turn into lifelong supporters of the department.
Lainey Peck is one of those kids. She's 6 years old and she's never caught a fish before. Her mom, Kim, doesn't like fishing, but she encourages her daughter from the bank.
Are you reeling it in?
Yeah, because I'm going to try it again.
Okay. Oh, awesome.
Kim says the program works because the trailer and the Fish and Game employees make the sport simple.
We would not be fishing today unless they were doing this.
Kim admits she's squeamish around worms and fish, and that her husband is usually the one to take the kids out.
The fishing isn't my thing.
And just then, Lainey's bobber dips under the water.
And we don't have fishing licenses right now, so you can...
Lainey, you almost caught one! Oh, you caught one! Oh, Lainey, I think you caught one!
Yeah, you did!
Oh!
In the jumble, Lainey hands the pole to her mom, who reels in a small trout. And just like that, Lainey has her first fish story.
I knew I caught something. I was going to try it again, then something hooked on.
The state had stocked McDevitt Pond, and after Lainey landed her first catch, kids started reeling in trout left and right. Fish and Game is hoping it's moments like these that will keep kids fishing for years to come. For KBSX News, I'm Frankie Barnhill.